Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friend in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, so are you. Broke a head, Sunday morning, every day.
A little Kurt Cobain to start the show. Thank you for joining me tonight here on Off Limits Brain Purge tonight. So just rambling on about what's on my mind, talking about whatever topics come up. If you have something you'd like to talk about, feel free to interject anytime during the show, 323-843-6160. I'm happy to take your call. So, Juice Producer, I have something to say to you, by the way. I saw you in my room. So I guess I'm going to say to you in a minute. But anyway, first let me say, so tonight we went to, after we had dinner here at home, we watched a little TV, and we both had a sweet tooth, Michael and myself, and so we went to Sprinkles Cupcakes, which is here in Dallas. I don't know if you have it and where you are. It's, in Beverly Hills is where it started. It's in Houston, Dallas, Beverly Hills, I think New York, Chicago probably, major cities around the country. And they're like, $4 cupcakes, kind of gourmet, whatever cupcakes. But they've been here for like 4 or 5 years now, but they have the best cupcakes. I think they're amazing. Now the icing is a little thick for some people. Some people can't deal with the icing because it's so thick, but I like it. But, they're always really moist and delicious. They have a million different flavors and they're just delicious. Anyway, so we had a sweet tooth. I hadn't had a Sprinkles cupcake since my birthday. So we decided to drive over there, and now they put in an ATM machine. It's a cupcake ATM machine. And so you can go there anytime, day or night, 24/7, go up to this cupcake ATM machine in the side of the building, and you can pay for your single cupcake for $4 and with a credit card or whatever, and get your red velvet or your vanilla or black and white or whatever kind you like. And it's really cool. So we waited. We got there. Actually, we're going to go Saturday after we went out. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and the line was around the building at 2 o'clock in the morning. Of course, they're probably mostly like, potheads and college students and, because it's the middle of summer and high school students, but, they were lining around the building and everything. So we, didn't stop because it was just, we didn't want to wait that long. And so tonight we went there, and still at like 10:30 at night, there was a line of like 40 people in front of us, or maybe like 30 people in front of us. So we got there, we waited and waited and waited. It took us 45 minutes to get to the ATM machine, but it was worth it. We had my one cupcake and left, so it was good. So I was happy for my sweet tooth has been sated now. Now I can move on and feel guilty and have to work out even harder tomorrow when I go to the gym to work off those calories. Of course, as you know, I rarely eat enough every day, so I probably have plenty of calories, and I count my calories every day. So I haven't added them up, but I'm sure I haven't gone over, because I didn't eat much today. But anyway, so that was my little treat for myself today. It was delicious and yummy, and yum, yum, yum. Okay, so Monkey Shoe says, Debbie called you a fag tonight. Well, why do you... so what? What else is new? Is that supposed to be news to me that Debbie calls me a fag? I know she calls me fag. She calls me fag, faggot, butt muncher, all that shit. So what? Who cares what that cunt says? I mean, why do you think I need to know that? I don't need to know. And, you can continue to tell me if you want to report Monkey Shoes, but okay. So what? So what? And I think people misunderstand that the reason I was pissed about what happened with her when she called me that was because she just literally kicked me out of her room and called me faggoty ass faggot when she herself and turns around and says she is not homophobic. So that was the reason, because I was calling her out for being a hypocrite, not because she called me a fag so much, because people call me faggot all the time, on this network, unenlightened people. So so it was more about her hypocrisy than the word she chose. So I think people misunderstand that I was trying to call out and illustrate her hypocrisy, which is quite easy to do with that woman, because all she ever does is be a hypocrite and a liar. So, but thanks for telling me or sharing, Monkey Shoes, but that's not news to me. Whatever. Anyway, so if you want to call in the show, the number is 323-843-6160. And Jewish producer, your co-host, yes, she is a pathological liar. Yes, she is a pathological liar. She's a hypocrite. She's a user. She's a pretender, a fake, manipulator, she really just is not a good person, honestly, not a good person at all. And, you know, anyone, the reason she has so many enemies is because people eventually figure out what kind of a person she is, and then they stop going to her show. So, you know, that is what happened with her. Happens with her. And, you know, eventually she's going to be an island all by herself because she's going to run everyone away and turn against everybody. And anyone who goes back and becomes friends with her after knowing what a fucking complete fucking nutcase she is and wench is a moron. So that would go to you, Joey's producer, and Mr. Midnight Movie, just so you know. But what I want to say to you, Joey's producer, is yeah, your co-host. I call him your co-host because you and he are on the same show. You, I don't know, produce or whatever you want to call it, his show, and you're one of his sidekicks, right? So the two of you have your show, and, you know, I had my fill of his show last night. Or was not last night, the night before, I think it was last night. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt for a while, but the man is just a raging, complete nut job as well in his own right. And anybody who thinks he isn't is a liar or completely ignorant. So he's a nut job, and he's a racist, and he is ignorant and stupid. So, you know, that's why I say that to you, let you know where I stand with your friend that you support so much. Hey, David, nice to see you. Caleb Woods, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. I hope you do well in your paper tomorrow, whenever you turn it in. David, good to see you as well. Just producer of Monkey Shoes. JP believes Sandy Hook was all faked by actors. Yeah, he said that before. I don't really think he thinks that. He says that a lot. He says that a lot, but I don't think that he really believes that it was faked with actors. People died. We know they died. People were here one day. They were gone the next day. They're dead. So I'm pretty sure it wasn't faked. Some people like conspiracy theories just because they think they don't trust the government or whatever, and I sure as hell don't trust the government. I mean, I don't trust the government at all. I don't trust the government about 9/11. I think 9/11 was an inside job to some degree, and so you may call me crazy, but I don't think Sandy Hook was an inside job. What would be the motivation for killing children? And explain to me your side of the story, Juice Producer. Maybe you can change my mind about this, but I've never understood why you would want to do that. The Second Amendment about guns? Why would you kill people in order to... Oh, you're saying the government was trying to promote restrictions on guns, and so in order to make their case, they staged the Sandy Hook Elementary incident. Is that what you're saying? That's what you're saying. I mean, just so I'm clear, is that essentially what you're getting at here? Because I wouldn't say that the government would not do something like that. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but I don't see that it was a necessity, because that there was no real guarantee that that was going to change everything. You know, for example, 9/11, what happened in 9/11, the motivations were clear behind it. And the result of that having happened or going to happen would have resulted in what they wanted to accomplish, regardless of what happened as in the aftermath. So my point is, there was a clear objective with 9/11 happening, if the government was behind it or someone else, whatever, which I think they were. But with Sandy Hook Elementary, killing these children and these teachers and people in this horrific incident would, of course, make people talk about gun control, but there was no guarantee that it would change the nation's policy or outlook on the Second Amendment or having guns or whatever. There was no guarantee, and so it's hard for me to believe that they would have done it. Just maybe it would help a little bit. I don't know. Yeah, the government is very untrustworthy. I don't trust it, but still, I'm not really sure that that's really real. You know, in your heart of hearts, and I'm naive, and I live under a rock. Actually, I don't live under a rock. I live on a rock, and I'm not naive at all. I understand that the governments lie. I understand that governments have their own agendas, and I understand that almost all governments will go to almost any lengths to sometimes, especially a government like ours, to fulfill their objectives. But that doesn't make me naive because I disagree with you at all. I just don't agree with you that that was an inside job. I just don't. So, sorry, I don't agree with you as an inside job. But, you know, you can't, so anybody who disagrees with you, Jewish producer, is naive. Is that it? You're naive if you disagree with Jewish producer. That's a ridiculous statement. You know I'm not naive. You know very well I'm not naive. You've listened to me enough to know that I'm not a naive individual. So, anyway. But, yeah, so when the government is concerned, I mean, I certainly am somebody who has always been distrustworthy of it. Even when I was a kid and people were, you know, spewing and spouting patriotic stuff, you know, towards me and telling me to believe this and that about America. And as I grew up, I began to realize that half the stuff was not true. You know, America is the best country in the world, and no, it's not. And, you know, it's a land of opportunity, and you can accomplish anything here no matter who you are, blah, blah, blah. All that bullshit is nonsense once you grow up and you realize the truth behind it. So once the veil is pulled down and, you know, you see the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain, you kind of wake up to understand that people can and do anything they want to further their own agendas, especially if money is involved, especially if power is involved. Money and power are the two major main motivators for politicians and government workers or whatever, and governments as a whole. So, or land grabs or oil or resources, things like that. So anytime there's those kinds of things involved, I'm more deemed to believe it. I just don't personally feel that they necessarily set up Sandy Hook Elementary School as a. I just can't believe it. You know, I can't. I just don't believe it for some reason. I just don't. I feel in my heart of hearts, as you said earlier, my heart of hearts, I don't feel that it was staged. Now, if you're saying that when you say staged, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you mean by that, because if you're saying that the man who shot and killed these kids didn't actually do it and it was done by someone else, that is what I'm saying I do not believe. I believe that that man, that kid went in there and he killed his mother or whoever he killed, and then he killed these kids in this elementary school for his own motivation or based on someone else's, whether the government was behind it or someone else. I think that I know that this happened is what I'm trying to tell you, is that this is what happened. I do believe that this happened the way it was shown or depicted to have happened. Now, whether or not the shooter actually had any sort of underlying motivations or any kind of help, governmental help, or the government was behind it in that sense, you know, that's possible, of course. But I'm just saying people keep hearing conspiracy theories, people saying, oh, the government did this and is all set up and the guy didn't even shoot them. And I've heard all these kind of different nonsensical type of arguments about that. And I just don't buy that at all. How would you know what is fact? You don't even live in America. I don't live in America. I don't live in America. How do I not live in America? Explain to me how I don't live in America, Jews producer. How do I not live in America? Explain to me how I do not live in America. Oh, monkey. You're talking to Monkey Shoes. Okay. I thought you were talking to me. All right. Well, the fact that he lives in Australia and not America gives him more credence in my book because, Americans generally are pretty much idiots, but that's just my opinion. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and talk some more about this, actually, because I have more to say about it, and also some other stuff going on in the news. If you want to call in and talk to me, the number is 323-843-6160, and I'm happy to take your call. And I do have something else to say to you too, JP, in just a minute. I'll be right back.
pants back on, honey.
Okay, so we are back. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. And a Jewish producer is still raging on about his ridiculous theory that Sandy Hook Elementary was a setup and apparently orchestrated by the federal government to help further their case about gun control, which I think is lunacy to some degree. But I wouldn't say it's not possible. It's not that it's not possible. I just don't agree that it was a setup. I think that the people who died existed beforehand, and people knew them, obviously, the children specifically. And as for Adam Lanza, people have known him since he was in elementary school. There are dental records of him and have known him for a very long, long time. So to say, give me one person who knows him or five people who knew him, the people did know him. The people who did know him before, and Hartford's paper wrote about that as well. So it was on PBS, it was on in the New York Times and other papers and reputable sources that stated that people did know him, and there was never a question that he was unknown or some phantom figure. But that's just what I think. So that is bull. Okay, so it's bull when it's against what you believe, but it's correct when it supports your position. Is that it? So, you know, to be an open-minded person, you have to see and be able to accept both sides of the argument and then weigh them and decide which side you're on, not just completely ignore facts or evidence to the contrary to what you believe. As I said from the beginning, if you want to convince me that Sandy Hook Elementary was indeed a setup by the federal government, as you put it, then prove it. But so far, you haven't proved it. And if it was provable, I think it would have been proven by now, right? And if it is a cover-up, of course, cover-ups always take time to uncover. But I don't see any real evidence from you that it was real. That wasn't real, I mean. Anyway, so that's enough about Sandy Hook Elementary School. I mean, and the shootings, which, by the way, were horrific, and the people who died there, you know, it was a very, very sad day. And I remember crying about it, because just the sadness of these children, these poor innocent kids, and the parents who had what they had to go through and endure, you know, whether it was real or not, as some people think it wasn't, it, for the people who were affected by it, it was a very bad day. And in terms of gun control, you know, I don't think, honestly, you know, and I, as you know, believe in the right to carry a gun and all that, right? But I don't think that assault rifles, things like that, should be available to your everyday citizens. You know, I think that it's ridiculous for us to have those, because they are only there to murder people. to kill multiple people, not just one. It's not there for protection. It's there to, it's a murder machine, basically. It's something that belongs in the hands of the military, maybe even perhaps the police force, but not individual citizens. You know, and then it gets into the question of whether it's right or wrong for individual citizens not to be able to have them when it's okay for the police force to have them. Then we could have martial law or whatever. You know, so it's not an easy, I don't think it's an easy question or a solution to this problem, because you have to weigh civil liberties with the safety of the citizenship in the United States and, you know, personal right to carry a gun or whatever. But in all circumstances, it is, there's no reason for us to have assault rifles or weapons at all. And even just get them out of the hands of everybody except for military, I think that would even be better. But I think, unfortunately, Americans are so fucking nuts about their guns, especially in the South, especially in Texas where I live, where it's nut job city here or nut job state here. You know, it is like a rite of passage here to have a gun, to shoot a gun, to go hunting or whatever, which I did none of that shit when I was a kid, in order to have any desire to. But that it is very much part of the culture here, as well as in the South, and as well as in parts of the North, especially like in Michigan and Wisconsin and, you know, places like that where they shoot deer and hunt, that kind of stuff. So, you know, is it what's going to solve it? Well, either we have no guns at all, which isn't going to be a very good way to protect ourselves, or everybody can have guns no matter who you are. But the thing is, there's no reason that people cannot simply have a fucking license to carry a weapon and have to have a license and not be able to buy a fucking gun from a private citizen or without having a background check. There's no reason for that. And to say, oh, it's impinging upon my rights or whatever, is fucking nonsense. You know, to say that is just nonsense. It doesn't impinge upon your rights any more than you have to go get a license to drive a fucking car or to fly a plane or to be a real estate agent or be a doctor or anything else. I mean, anything that's going to put you in harm's way or put someone else in your way and possibly having them harm someone else definitely merits licensure, don't you think? I certainly do. Sorry, I was reading the chat room. Okay, well, apparently Monkey Shoes and JP don't like each other. So JP, what I say to you is this. Not that you care, but I'm telling you anyway because I wanted to clear the air with you and say, look, I said this to you before previously. You continually say that you think this way or think that way about certain issues, yet you're constantly in support of Mr. Midnight Movie and his show. Why don't you just have your own fucking show and not have him around? Why do you have to always be up his ass about everything and always be around him and be his kickstand, basically, for his show? I mean, you're not always on his show, I know, but you are the majority of the time, and you're chiming in and agreeing with most of the things he says. Not always, I notice, but a lot of the time. But it's like you support what he says, and it's like I can't, what's the word? It's hard for me to differentiate the two of you from one another in terms of your groupthink, you know, and how you think about certain issues. So if I see you, I think when I talk to you, you seem somewhat intelligent, you know. but when I listen to Mr. Midnight Movie talk about racism and all the and racist comments and all the bullshit he's always spouting off, you know, I think he's a complete moron and an idiot. I don't think it. I know he is. And I think you must know that too. And if you don't know that, then you're also a moron. But he really does not know what the fuck he's talking about. I was talking about this on my show yesterday or to someone else yesterday or to Desert Rose or somebody. And he just is a moron, really, honestly, a complete moron. So I don't understand why you hang around him or why anybody would if they don't agree with him. So to me, you are the company you keep. That's what I've always believed. And, you know, most people who are not racist wouldn't hang around racists. And most people who aren't homophobic wouldn't hang around homophobes. And most people who aren't, of a certain ilk won't hang around people who aren't. So it just to me doesn't make a lot of sense, in my opinion. It's a valid opinion. It's not a valid opinion. You know why it's not a valid opinion? Because it's not based on anything real. To say that all black people are just horrible and black people are all black communities are disgusting, and all black people who live in those communities are thieves and are going to kill your wives, and the people in those communities are they're always run down and dilapidated and all that stuff. It's not true, first of all. And also perpetuates a lie and a myth that has been perpetuated by people like Mr. Midnight Movie for hundreds of years in this country. And even though he himself may think he is somewhat open-minded or diplomatic, as he likes to say, he's not. He's not at all. And he's not open-minded, because the mark of a truly open-minded individual, as I said a minute ago, is someone who actually can take in someone else's opinion and actually weigh it, and not actually say that their way is the right way just because they believe it. They actually can back it up with actual proof or evidence. And any time you present him with evidence of any kind, he just says, well, that's not how I feel because blah, blah, blah. It's about how he feels, and nothing's based on logic or reason. It's based on how he feels, even though he tries to play it off as if it is. So, sorry, but the man is a complete idiot and a real disservice to not only Blog Talk Radio, but to mankind. And, you know, the fact that you hang out with him is really an embarrassment. You should be very embarrassed, as a matter of fact. But apparently, for some reason, you aren't. So you must not be as smart as I thought you were. But, you know, whatever. So if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. I was going to talk about some things in the news, and I'll do that when I get back after this message from the next singer. I'm going to have to sing something. If you have something you want to hear, let me know. I'll play it if I have it. If not, I'll just play what I want. And we will be right back. Thank you. All right, so we are back. Thanks for hanging out. If you're listening to Archives or iTunes, wherever you're listening from, I appreciate you listening to my show. If you want to check me out, you can go to offlimitshow.com. You can also check me out on Twitter. You can check me out on Facebook, Stitcher.com, as well as on Spreaker.com. So feel free to go to any place you want, and you can check me out in any of those places. Still more with Jewish producer in the chat room talking about the fact that he doesn't agree all the time with Mr. Midnight Movie, and that Mr. Midnight Movie denies that he's a racist, and Jewish producer doesn't care if he is. Well, that's exactly my point. The fact that you don't care is the most telling thing of all. The fact that you don't care if someone you're hanging out with or friends with or have a show with, whatever he is to you, is a racist. And to think that someone would feel okay with someone being a racist when they themselves claim they're not, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute. It makes absolutely no sense at all. So if you really weren't a racist, then you wouldn't be tolerating racism around you in the first place. If you weren't homophobic, you wouldn't tolerate homophobia. If you weren't, you weren't a misogynist or whatever, you wouldn't be supporting people who, or friends with, or around people who are actually anti-woman or women's rights or whatever. So you say that you're not these things, but the fact is you are. I think the problem that you have actually is that you have failed to recognize that you yourself probably do agree with Mr. Midnight Movie, and you do agree with the things he says in his show, even though you say you don't. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't hang around him. Because as I said, and as it is very obvious and very well understood by most people, that you are those people you hang around, period. And if you say he's not a racist when everybody else knows, anybody else who listens to a show knows that he is. Even people I can't stand, whom I still have some respect for because they actually have a fair mind, that listen to the show, have called into the show and actually have, you know, debated with him, if you want to call it a debate, have proven that he is a racist. And you look at his actions and what he says, it's racist, racially motivated. And he has a superiority complex about his race, white supremacy, basically. And the man's a racist. So you can continue to say whatever you want. You can continue to chime in and say you're not a racist and you don't believe what he believes, but you obviously do. So I'm really kind of, you know, done with people like that. You know, people, it's just like Debbie Daly calling me a faggot all the time, and she says, yeah, she's not a homophobe. You know, so I can go around calling people, you know, Jews, a kike. I can call all the Jews kikes, right? You're such a fucking kike. You kike, you kike, you kike, you kike, or whatever kind of derogatory term might be used against a Jewish person. And if I went around saying it all the time and calling them that and meaning it in a vicious way, that makes me someone who doesn't like Jewish people, obviously. Someone who likes Jewish people or doesn't have anything against them because of their race would not be going around calling them kikes. Just as people who'd have nothing against black people wouldn't be going around disparaging the race, the entire race, because they feel that they somehow have gotten it over on the white race somehow, or they have it better than the white race, or that they're all lazy, or whatever else it is that they may believe. So, I mean, you can continue to say whatever you want to say and try to defend your actions that you continue to try to do, but it's obvious from your actions that you are no better than Mr. Midnight Movie, period. So, I mean, that's basically all there is to it. So we've got about 16 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. I'll be right back after this.
DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby. Oh,
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.